Well, good morning from the Grand Canyon. I'm here during day 9 of our trip, the last day. Kind of sad. Been loving this trip. It's been a blessing in so many ways. Lots of laughs, lots of good times, lots of incredible scenery. And I'm here with my good friend John Albert from Canyon Ministries. And just can't recommend this trip highly enough. But as we've gone through the river, I've kind of noticed telling John earlier that it's been beautiful. The scenery is beautiful, but also so clean. There's no trash anywhere. It's so well kept. And there's a reason for that. There are laws in place. This is a national park. And that kind of reminds me of, you know, stewardship in general. It got me thinking about biblical stewardship of creation. What does that look like? And ask John to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, travel in the wilderness as a whole just kind of has a rule to it, the leave no trace idea. And Grand Canyon National Park has that same idea. And, you know, the concept there is that we're going to leave what we use better for the people that come behind us. So we come and we leave only footprints and we take only pictures and really trying to take care of it. And that's a great idea. And we're really grateful that even our world understands that. But of course, we've been given a much greater command. We don't need our government to give us a rule to take care of it, right? We have the King of Kings that said, hey, you need to take care of this place, and we're stewards of it.
Amen. Absolutely. All right. So good stuff. So true. And then maybe talk a little bit about the difference between the biblical understanding of dominion over the land and what that looks like, and then our secular understanding or secular idea of how we have Mother Earth or the earth is God in a sense. So the difference between those two.
Yeah, for certain, Brian. I mean, Romans chapter 1 talks about that, how the world falls short and worships only creation rather than the creator. But we've been called out to something greater than that. And we have an opportunity as a child of God and a disciple of Christ to worship him through our obedience.
Absolutely.
And so he's called us out and said, here, I've put you here. I've created this amazing place. I've put you here to be stewards of it. And so our privilege, and when we travel and get to be in this wilderness, is to take care of it, not because we just want to leave it better for someone else, but because we honor God in that. And to trash it or to not take care of it is just straight up disobedience. So it's worship. It's worship of him to take care of what's here, as long as our intentions are toward him and not just creation itself.
Yeah, amen. Good stuff, brother. And just one last thing, as we're talking about dominion, taking care of the land, and how God takes care of us. So how do we see God's provision for sustaining life and giving men the ability to have dominion over the land? How do we see evidence of that here at the Grand Canyon and just the nature as a whole?
Yeah, so one of the cool things when you really start to look at creation and you start to look at it from the biblical account and what God has told us he's done in the past is there's a line somewhere between the supernatural and the natural. And exactly where that is, we don't necessarily know exactly where that is. But one of the amazing things that God knows us and loves us so much that he predominantly used natural processes both to create and in his judgment from the global flood. But what that's done for us is one, it gives us a natural testimony. So we can point people to his creation. Because he did things through natural processes, those processes ultimately point back to him.
Sure.
And we can worship him in that. But then also, in using those natural processes, they've created the resources that he's given us today. So even in a post-flood world, even as a result of his wrath in a post-flood world, the geological processes he used to judge this catastrophic plate tectonic and water event, it's what's produced the storehouses of coal and petroleum and things that we get to use today. And so he had us in mind even in a post-flood world.
Wow. Good stuff. What an amazing thing that God loves us so much that even in his judgment, he's providing provision for us for life.
Absolutely.
To glorify his name. Good stuff. Love talking with you, John. This was great. All right. Hope that's
awesome.
Helpful. Have a great day.
Yeah.